SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israeli forces have bombarded central Gaza in an apparent move toward expanding its ground offensive.
Residents of central Gaza described a night of shelling and airstrikes, shaking the Nuseirat, Maghazi and Burej camps. Meanwhile, overnight in southern Gaza, the Red Crescent rushed into one of the buildings also hit by an Israeli airstrike. In the nearby hospital, doctors carried in a small child face down. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned that the fight isn't close to finished after the militants carried out their deadly attack into southern Israel on October the 7th. Outside the hospital, the ongoing echo of bombardments reminded Palestinians of Netanyahu's words. I'm Karen Chamas.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will be in Mexico City Wednesday to hammer out new agreements to control the surge of migrants seeking entry into the United States. The U.S. delegation will include Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and White House Homeland Security Advisor Liz Sherwood Randall. Meanwhile, a caravan of thousands of migrants continues to trudge through southern Mexico, with some saying they expect nothing good from a planned meeting between American and Mexican officials about the migrant surge on the U.S. border. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Rita Foley reports on how many of us are traveling.
AAA predicts the 115 million Americans will travel for the holidays by car or air. That's up 2% from last year. Most of the travelers will go by car. This Thursday, December 28th, is expected to be among the busiest days on the road. That's according to INRIX, the data provider.
And on Wall Street, stocks have been higher, the Dow up 178 points, the NASDAQ adding 98. This is SRN News. Several states will let voters decide on abortion in 2024.
Efforts are underway largely by pro-abortion forces to get the issue on the ballot in 9 more states. New York and Maryland will definitely take a vote next year, and Nevada, Arizona, and Colorado probably will too. A pro-abortion effort in Florida is facing stiff opposition from pro-life advocates and Republicans in the legislature. Nebraska, South Dakota, and Missouri might also place the question before voters in 2024. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge who could block the nation's first execution by nitrogen hypoxia is urging Alabama to change procedures so an inmate can pray with his pastor before the gas mask is placed on his face. U.S. District Judge Austin Huffaker has set a December 29 deadline to submit information before he rules on the inmate's request to block the execution. This is SRN News. Holiday sales results are encouraging. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Holiday sales rose this year and spending remained resilient during the shopping season. That's even as Americans deal with higher prices in some areas. According to MasterCard Spending Pulse, holiday sales from the beginning of November through Christmas Eve climbed just over 3%. Now that's slower than the 7.6% increase from a year ago, which was quite the surge in spending. This year's sales are more in line with what is typical during the holiday season. Online sales jumped 6.3% from a year ago, and in-person spending rose a modest 2.2%. I'm Shelley Adler.
And two lawsuits say Nebraska's two largest cities are violating new state gun law, that law prohibiting them from public places such as parks. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.